ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام كفاك من عقلك ما أوضح لك سبل غيك من رشدك.
Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "It is enough if your wisdom distinguishes for you the ways of going astray from those of guidance."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, dear friends, we see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that he really described what life is for us. In his actions and in his behaviors and in his wise sayings, we find again that Imam Ali really showed us what life means, and he showed us how to live life in his truly universal and complete and perfect persona. In one of these instances, we find that Imam Ali says something very interesting about life and death and desires. Right? It seems like in some way or the other, our life revolves around these three aspects, life, death, and desires, goals, aspirations, wishes. And it's interesting here, Imam Ali, in his universal persona, he says to us, if a human being knew when their life came to an end, they would not extend their desires. Now, one of the blessings that Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, has given to every single human being is the fact that we do not know when our life will end, right? This in itself is a blessing. Because if we knew exactly when our life would end, it would just disbalance everything in our life. What would we do? What would we not do? How would we act? How would we not act? And the most basic thing that we would lose if we knew exactly when we were going to die is peace of mind, right? We would be anxious, we would be stressed out, we would be frustrated, then we would become angry, and then we would probably start to commit sins and things like that. So the basic blessing of not knowing when we will die is the fact that we have peace of mind. But here there's another thing. Imam Ali points to another angle. He says that if we knew when our life was to end, then we would not extend our desires, or we would not extend our hopes, our aspirations, right? So for example, if we knew that we were going to die next week, then it's like, well, what's the point of praying? What's the point of going to school? What's the point of going to the masjid and praying in congregation? Or what's the point of going and earning money for my family? Or what's the point of giving charity? Or what's the point of saving money? Or what's the point of, you see? So all of a sudden, our desires, our goals, our aspirations, our wishes, our purpose, our mission, everything gets destroyed if we knew when our life came to an end. But there's a interesting flip side here. Do we not know that our life will surely end? Do we not know that we will be presented in front and in the presence of Allah on the Day of Judgment? Do we not know that all of our actions will be taken into account for? They will be measured. They will be weighed on the divine scale of truth and justice. So yes, we should be very careful in our actions. We should be smart in our actions. We should plan our actions. We should execute and implement our actions. We should refrain from sins, and we should do as much good as we possibly can, for surely our life will come to an end. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
صبحاً وكل أشراب أيام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاب أيام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
موسیقی
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Annahu qal li Aliyin ya Ali la yuhibbuka illa mu'min. Wa la yubghidhuka illa munafiq. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman, yeah. And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now, we need to look before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much. We need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyah, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. Power of attraction that human beings have, either to be liked or to be hated. Now, this law of attraction and repulsion is found throughout nature. Yes, it is not only that human beings have that. If you, for example, look at science, yeah, and if you look at magnets, for example, what is it that brings magnets together? This opposite attraction that they have, right? If you bring two positives, what will happen? They will reject, right? But if you bring a positive and a negative, they will combine. So here is an example that there is in nature a law of attraction. In the law of nature it is opposites attract. Yeah, I don't know if that works in human beings, opposites attract. But in the law of nature it's there, that opposites attract. If you're a positive, a negative will attract you. And if you're a positive and positive, you will never be there together. When scientists do experiments, for example, you know, they say when a negatively charged rod is brought near an electroscope where there are negatively charged leaves, what would happen is if you bring this rod to these leaves, because they're both negatively charged, the leaves would fly away. But if the leaves were positively charged, the leaves would remain and be attracted to this electrical rod. Now when it comes to the human beings, they too have this power of attraction and repulsion.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.